Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
For many women with breast cancer, the use of post-operative radiotherapy will allow them to undergo less extensive surgery. In July 2016, Bridget Hickey from the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane, Australia, and colleagues published an update of their Cochrane review examining the research on the size of the doses in which radiation is given. She tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Most women with early breast cancer can choose to keep their breast. If the tumour is removed with negative margins and a course of radiation therapy delivered, called breast conservation, this is as effective as a mastectomy. Conventionally fractionated radiation therapy entails 25 to 30 visits to a radiation therapy department, with treatments delivered in 1.8 to 2 gray fractions over 5 to 6 weeks. We assessed whether using fewer radiation therapy treatments, hypofractionation, delivered at more than 2 gray per fraction over 21 to 26 days is as safe and effective. For fewer radiation treatments to be as effective as conventionally fractionated radiation therapy, the new treatment must provide the same cancer-related outcomes and comparable cosmetic outcome. We searched systematically and found 9 randomised controlled trials addressing this issue. The population studied included 8,228 women with small to medium breasts and completely excised node-negative breast cancer. We found high-quality evidence that the use of fewer treatments had no clinically meaningful effect on local recurrence-free survival, cosmetic outcome, or overall survival. Acute radiation toxicity was decreased with hypofractionation, and we found high-quality evidence that late subcutaneous toxicity, or fibrosis, did not differ. Breast cancer-specific survival and relapse-free survival did not differ. We found no data with respect to mastectomy rate with hypofractionation. Patient and physician-reported fatigue was reduced with fewer treatments at 6 months, and other patient-reported measures of quality of life did not differ. In selected women with early breast cancer, with negative margins and a size 3 centimetre or less, with small to medium-sized breasts, shortened fractionation regimens are not detrimental for cancer-related outcomes. There still remains uncertainty about the effect of altered fraction size on ischemic heart disease, although new radiation techniques which avoid treating the heart mean this is of less importance.
For fuller information on the different outcomes studied in this review and the technical details of the types of radiotherapy that were compared, go to cochranelibrary.com and search Fraction Size and Breast Radiation.